Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to an all-new episode of Married to the Collection, the weekly podcast where you guys get to hear tales of my wife's life living with a morbid collector. Hi.
Hi.
Mrs. Duvall, how are you?
Okay.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was nice.
Because somebody wasn't here? Because I was gone for a whole, day and a half?
Yeah.
You got to sleep in the bed all by yourself with the animals.
I was going to say, all by myself would be all by myself. I still had two dogs and a cat in the bed with me, but that's all right.
You got to stretch out,
I still had a little bit more room than I usually do.
That's true. It's always fighting the dogs. Just a little room for my legs, please. Yeah. Dogs want to curl up against you or on you. The cat wants to lay on you. Oh, my goodness. So, last week's episode is come and gone. And you got a lot of good positive responses for your tales last week. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good. I'm glad people liked it.
Considering how you thought that people were going to hate you and think that you were a bitch.
Well, they might still.
No, I don't think so. What's funny is I've heard a lot of fans as they've been talking to me over the message boards or leaving questions or responses for us, is that they've had a lot of their wives listen to the show. And I've noticed a lot of women that have signed up for the forums, too. So,
Well, there you go. All right.
That's because a lot of the women are...
Girl power!
I'm almost thinking about starting a little section that's just carry section on the forum where the girls can hang out and ask questions all day long.
An event?
Yes.
Be like, guess what my husband came home with today?
Yes. A little section for venting, which would probably be wonderful in my hands, because last night when I came home from Kane County, my lovely wife was like, you're done for a while. You're done. Can you be done? You're done. I said, yeah. So, you know, there's you know, probably still going to be a couple things show up at the house. You know, somebody's sending me some ponies, and I'm supposed to be getting some review samples, and there's a puppet coming. And Carrie was like, where'd the puppet come from? From eBay. She's like, can you stop? She's like, you just need to stop going on there, because you get on there and you look, and you start looking, and you start watching things, and you see them go for cheap, and you buy them. So, stop. I'm like... Okay, yeah, I'll stop for a while.
I put my foot down just for a couple months. Dang it.
That's all right. I'm going to go other routes to get an Oscar the Grouch, because I've got stuff that I can trade somebody I know that's got an Oscar the Grouch. So I'm kind of crossing my fingers. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. So yeah, I went to King County yesterday with our good pal Pixel Dan and another of our friends, John Leonard. We all traveled to Chicago on Saturday evening, crashed in a hotel, and then got up and went to the show on Sunday. And I came home with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Of which I didn't know what it was. No, there's a couple things. There's a couple things I knew what they were. And the rest I was like, what is, like that, that thing.
I bought a loose Staryars. Which was a rare toy line in the 80s.
It looks like a snake.
It was a short-lived toy line. It is a snake. It looks like a kind of an Egyptian snake. And it is a base for the Staryars character. It kind of complete. It's missing pretty much its guns. And the little scorpion guy's missing his stuff. But, I mean, everything's in working order. And the little scorpion guy's here. And the little riders are here. And I saw that and was like, I have to have that, because...
Again, the word have
yes,
to.
Yes, exactly.
You have to have it.
I had
it.
To have it. I
what
was
it,
like...
What is Staryars? I never
Staryars
heard of it.
Staryars
is... this is where the females listening start to zone out.
Staryars was a very short-lived line in... I want to say it was made by a company called Tomy. And it was done in a late 83, 84. So it was very, very early in the 80s.
Was it a cartoon,
no,
a TV show?
No, it wasn't a cartoon. It had a comic book series. Basically, they imported this line of figures that in Japan, if I remember right, you had to actually put them together. They were little wind-up figures. They had weapons and stuff that when you wound them up, they would have actions and stuff. But Tomy imported them to the States, and you got most of them came already packaged. So there was just this line of kind of posable wind-up robot characters that had these little silver guys that rode in the creatures.
There's a guy in there?
Yeah, there's a little silver guy in there. Little silver dude in there.
All right.
And they all had little drivers with them. And
all right.
It was just a short-lived series that doesn't get enough love, and you know how your husband likes.
Well, this is the first time I've ever heard of this thing, so apparently we've never seen any of this
stuff.
Well,
I have, and at Damien's store, Killen Enterprises, when I worked there, we got some in, and he sold them for crazy high prices, and we were like, dude, that's way too high, and I think they're still sitting in that store for ridiculous amounts of money. But the thing is like all those figures now on eBay are inexpensive. Like, everybody's trying to unload them for, you know, for cheap. For the most part. So, yeah, I found that. Okay. And then I found a box Staryar's Cosmator, which is Deadeye and Cricket, which is like this firing Tyrannosaurus Rex. He fires little discs out of his mouth, and he's got little wheels, and he's got the little remote that's a pterodactyl, and you click it.
Are you going to take it out of the box?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put batteries in and play with it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure if this is one of those, you know.
No. No, goodness, no.
Okay.
No. So I came home with that. And I got a Mint on Card Swamp Thing figure that's actually going to get open because I wanted the Swamp Thing figure to go along with all my other Swamp Thing stuff that I've got downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to have a regular Swamp Thing because I got a glow-in-the-dark one, but I wanted an actual Swamp Thing.
Okay, so you have to have two of the same thing. It's just the one does something different. Yes. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yes. I mean,
makes absolute sense.
It's like your He-Man downstairs that you have one normal one and one that says you can touch him and it...
My battle armor He-Man?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, but you know, the battle armor He-Man, there was a bunch of battle armor stuff. What is happening? There we go. There's a bunch of, I mean, there was a couple of battle armor. There's battle armor Skeletor and battle armor
He-Man. I know, but you have one of each.
And so Thunder Punch He-Man.
But
and,
you have one, a regular one, and then you have, they look exactly the same.
No, they've got different features.
I know, but you haven't, but how do you know? You don't even open them.
I don't open, though. That's the ones you see downstairs that are hanging on the wall are like the commemorative edition, which were the ones that Mattel brought out before the 2000 series of Masters of the Universe. They were testing the waters to see if there were still fans that would buy Masters of the Universe toys. So those came out years and years and years ago.
Okay.
So yeah, I bought all those. I bought a Mitten Box Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutate in April, which is neat. I always wanted this figure when I was younger, and I could never find her. I got her for like $5.
Cool.
Yeah. She says it.
I guess. I mean, I actually do know what the turtles are, although I don't know who that chick is.
I bought the San Diego Comic-Con Masters of the Universe Classics Captain Glenn because I passed on it when it came out. Was it last year? I think it was last year. And I didn't order any of them because I was just like, I'm not going to San Diego. I don't want any of the toys, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't get it. And then I kind of regretted it because it was the last member of the royal family from Masters of the Universe. Like, it's He-Man's mom. I didn't have He-Man's mom, and I wanted He-Man's mom.
Okay.
He-Man's got to have a mom. She's got to have somebody to stand. Prince Adam's got to have a mother to stand next to her. I bought this awesome collection of Archie Comics Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like volume one of it, from Tundra Press. The guy had a whole like box of these, and he was selling them for like $2 a pop. And I think they retailed for $10, so. And I was like, I'm going to buy that. I bought this really cool Transformers vintage Punch-Out book.
Yeah, you wouldn't let me punch out any of the stuff.
No? Are you out of your damn mind? But it's really cool because the artwork's really nice in it. But if you punch it all out, it forms this diorama of the Autobots versus the Decepticons, which is kind of neat. But I've never seen one of these, like, intact. And this guy had one, and I was like, oh. Like, he had it buried underneath a bunch of, like, really vintage, like, coloring books, so... I bought it. I bought a Mint in Box Chuck Norris Karate Commandos Karate Corvette, which is awesome.
Okay.
Yes.
I am aware of who Chuck Norris is.
Yes. But I wanted it because I can never find the little... the vehicle actually came with little... they call them shinobi slicers, but they're just these little discs that look like Chinese stars, like throwing stars. Mm-hmm. And they went in the back of the vehicle, and you could put them in there and hit the back. Like, the back comes out, and it's like a little trampoline spring thing. You hit it, and it would fire the discs or a figure. Well, we've found the car before, and I have the car. I don't have the discs.
Okay, wait a minute. Are you telling me that we already have this?
Yeah, I've already got one of these. But I wanted the discs. I wanted the disc display. And this one has the discs, so I wanted the discs.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't get the guy to just sell me the car by itself, but I got a really good deal on it.
Oh, that's always important.
So,
I mean,
so
let's have two of the same thing, but I got a good deal on it.
I've got plenty of two of the same thing downstairs.
I know. I see it all when I'm down there working out.
My 15 different Optimus Primes?
Yes, and there really are. There really were 15 yes. of them. I know who Optimus Prime is, and they're just different sizes. So.
I think our good pal Bosphere was tweeting you on Twitter about it. And actually, Andrew, there are literally, you
that
can't
was
tell
only
on that
half
picture.
The shelf.
That was only half the shelf. There's more to that display, and there literally are 15 different Optimus Primes downstairs.
They're just different sizes, which I don't understand.
They're just different versions of the same character.
It's the same toy.
It's different versions, though.
They all do the same thing, right?
Well, not really. Some of them do. One of them transforms into a fire truck, and some of them transform into semis.
Okay.
Some of them are like Masterpiece Editions, which
well,
are really
I'm standing
cool.
there working out, and I'm looking, and I'm like, there's one, there's one, there's one, just a little bit bigger than the other one. There's another one. I'm like, what the hell?
I got a lot of Optimus Primes, dang it. And I bought some board games yesterday. So I got a never been used Sky Dancers board game, which is like a 3D board game based on the Sky Dancers that were out in the early 90s.
I've never heard of. No.
They were these little dolls that actually flew. They came on like little launchers, and you held the launcher in your hand, and they had a string that you pulled, and you put the dolls on there, and their wings were made out of foam, and you pulled it, and they spun like helicopters up in the air. So they went up in the air, and it came back down. And they made a couple of them. They made Sky Dancers for the girls. They made Dragonflies for the boys' line. And the Sky Dancers were around a lot longer. The Dragonflies kind of petered out. But the Sky Dancers actually sold really well. But they made a 3D board game. And this lady had it at her stand for like $2. And I was like, actually, you can blame Pixel Dan for that because he pointed it out to me. And he's like,
oh, thanks, Pixel Dan.
He's like, you should totally buy that so we can play it. I'm like, I'm totally buying that.
Well, where is he? You're not playing it. What's going on?
No, we're going to play it for a future episode of Toy Adventures with the Vol.
Oh.
I bought this awesome WWF Wrestling Superstars game that's complete.
It's so old.
It is old because it's got the characters you can play in it are Roddy Piper, Big John Studd, Magnificent Morocco, Nikolai Volkoff, the Iron Sheik, Hillbilly Jim, Tito Santana, Andre the Giant, Junkyard Dog, Paul Orndorff, Ricky Steamboat, and Hulk Hogan. And it's a really cheesy looking game, but it looks so. I mean, it's awful, guys. If you look up pictures of this online and see it, you'll be like, "Oh my god!" It's pretty funny looking, but I think the only thing it's missing some of the dice, but that's okay. I've got plenty of dice elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And this one booth had had two of these sitting on them, but it was a game called 13 Dead End Drive, and I think it came out originally in the late 90s.
It's very Clue-ish.
It is very Clue-ish. Very Clue-ish, very mousetrap-ish. But I remember playing this game, and it's actually a really fun game. You get stuck on the traps, and you press the button, and the things will fall on you and knock your figure back to the start and all that stuff. Well, this guy had two of them on his booth, and I wanted the complete one. He's like, oh, come on, you get the extra one for parts. You never know. And I'm like, dude, I just want to buy the complete one. I'm like, because he's got $15 or best offer. And I'm like, will you take 10? Like, I'll pay 10 bucks for it because it's complete. And he's like, I don't know, man. 15, you can have them both. I'm like, I don't want them both. I seriously just want the one complete one. He's like, all right, I'll do $10, but you have to take both of them. I'm like, oh. And all I could think of the back of my head when I did it was, Carrie's going to be like, why did you buy two of these?
Yeah, well, yeah. Although, you just said, you have a lot of the same.
I do, but the board games is a different story. I literally did not want two of this board game. And I remember one point walking around, and I was so mad. I was like, I was so pissed I had to buy two of these. And Danny goes, Duvall, you got it for 10 bucks. Why are you bitching? I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm just pissed I have to carry it. He's like, you make no sense sometimes. I'm like, I know. Damn it. And I bought these awesome frameable prints of the turtles from... there's one from the first Turtle movie, one from the second, and one from the third. And
what did I say?
Where are you going to put those? Because you have no room to hang them.
First, oh good, we're going to have to buy frames. And then second, was you have no wall space to put these up.
I will make wall space.
You have like 20 to 30 other posters that you've been wanting to hang up.
Well, but you know, though, where my movie posters are standing downstairs, and we were going to line from the stairway down to the basement, we were going to line the wall with movie posters.
There's still not enough room.
No, not nearly enough, no. But there's enough for 12 posters, maybe. 10. But I was going to move those posters, and that frees up wall space. Yay! See, I got it all planned out.
Okay. But what it's like you... a game of Tetris down there sometimes.
It is like a game of Tetris, you know? Down there. Just wait till I... Well, you won't let me do it till we paint up here, but wait till I get to repaint the walls and everything downstairs. I'm going to rearrange all the shelves when I take it all down, because we got to take all the shelves down anyway. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to rearrange all the shelves so there's more room, because the shelves are so weirdly staggered.
They are weirdly
staggered. And then we're going to buy more shelves and put more shelves up, because there'll be more room.
And fill them with the stuff that's not on a shelf.
Well, yeah, of course. Come on now. And then one day I'll be like Dave, and as I outgrow it, I'll just keep buying wider shelves. Because that's Dave's motto. You run out of room, buy wider shelves.
Well, whatever works, I guess.
I love you. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you think of my purchases from Kane County?
I don't know. Okay. It just didn't seem like you got a lot of stuff for the amount of money you spent.
Well,
but...
to be honest, a couple of pieces. I know that I paid $50 for both the Corvette and the... Like, not a piece, but I paid $50 combined for the Corvette and the Star Yars, the box Star Yars. And then the Masters figure cost $30. So there was...
That was a big... There's half. Yeah.
So, and then the rest of it was just piddly stuff. I mean, there's a bag of stuff somewhere. I forgot to pull it out.
Oh, with your little aerials.
Yeah,
Wuzzles. Okay,
more.
You bought some Wuzzles.
I bought a stuffed Mitzi mozzarella from Showbiz Pizza Place, because I have a Duke LaRue downstairs, but she's missing. She came with little pom-poms.
Everything you buy, you always say, it's missing. It's missing.
But you know what?
And then that's when you go buy another one, like this Corvette, so that you can have the pieces to the part that you're missing downstairs.
Well, you know, dang it.
Oh, God.
But I saw, actually, Danny saw her, and he's like, oh, look at that. And I'm like, oh, she's going home with me. Because I have Duke LaRue, and I wanted Mitzi Mozzarella. I really want...
So now you're going to buy another one of her on eBay.
No, because my Duke LaRue is missing his hat and the sticker on his shirt. And I don't really care that much about having these guys complete. I just wanted to have them because, you know, this is the closest I'll get to owning the actual stage show for Showbiz Pizza Place. Uh-huh. Because somebody won't let me spend $10,000 or $15,000 to buy it. Mm-hmm. I could have when I was single years and years and years ago when I was living with my parents. I had a chance to buy one for $10,000. I could have.
With what money? You were spending your paycheck all the time.
I had the money for that.
Really?
I did.
And where is all that money?
Well, it's gone now.
Once you figured out you weren't going to get to buy that, you just...
That money actually ended up opening the toy store.
Ah.
And at the time, before I had decided I really wanted to do it, when my father, who ended up not being my father, there's a good story someday for this podcast, actually gave me $10,000 to do with whatever. And at the time, I was like...
I would have been so pissed if I gave you money and that's what you used it for.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had the chance. Creative Engineering at the time still had a bunch of old Showbiz Pizza Plays, like full sets of stuff they had produced and just never sold because they stopped opening restaurants. And they were listed on their website for $10,000. And I was very close to...
Where would you have put that?
I had no... You were living at home. That's the only reason why, because I would have had to get a storage shed to put it in until I had the room to put it somewhere.
But anywhere you would have lived, there would have been nowhere to put that.
No, not until we got here, and then the whole basement would have been a Showbiz Pizza Place show. I would have knocked out the wall from the other room, and we would just put it all right
really?
There. I would have. That was a dream for a long time, was to have that show.
I know. We've watched that documentary
on Rock and Fire Explosion.
Yeah, we've watched that, and you have mentioned to me several times how cool that would be.
I'd like to go. There's a couple of places. Chris Thrash, who is the one guy they focused directly on that show, he has a couple of sets, actually. He has one that's personal, and then he bought one to open a restaurant with called Showtime Pizza Place, and they closed down. Yeah. So he's got two of those shows, I think. And then there's another guy that runs, I know I'm going to get this name wrong, Smitty Station or something like that. And I want to say it's somewhere in Mississippi. But he's open to the public. You just have to call him and say, hey, I'd like to come by. And he'll go open his building. And like, I think it's like a nominal fee. It's like $10 or something like that. Hmm. But I'd like to go and actually sit down and watch the show because it's been so long since I've seen that show. And those animatronics still hold up to this day. It's still a really cool thing to see. But yeah, Mitzi Mozzarella. She's kind of scary looking. They were all kind of scary looking. But I see them on eBay a lot. And they always go for ridiculous amounts of money. ridiculous, like 40, 50 bucks. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay that much for a little stuffed animal. But we go to toy shows and you find one, I'll snatch one up if it's the right price. She'll have to stand on a doll stand, though, because she doesn't stand right. She's standing.
Yeah.
I found a Wuzzle. Mm-hmm. I think it's, I can't remember her name, but she's the little bear with, she's like a butterfly and a bear, and I can't remember her name.
And is that from a cartoon?
Yeah, the Wuzzles was a cartoon in the 80s. And I
must not have watched a lot of TV when I was a kid.
You didn't. We've had this discussion before, not on this podcast, but you've actually told me, because we, you know, usually when we go to a used DVD place or someplace, usually we'll leave with just a bunch of animated stuff, because people are always trading in classic animated stuff. And you're always like, I don't even remember that show.
I think I played outside.
You did. Well, I did too. That's the thing. I played outside too, but...
And I think the reason I don't know about a lot of these toys is because I lived in a town of 3,000 people. We didn't have a Toys R Us or a Walmart or...
Right.
We didn't have access to this stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of times I'm like, what is that? I've never heard of that.
See, the thing is when probably during high school or right before high school, junior high, the start of high school, I had a friend who lived across the street with me whose grandparents, at the time we didn't know this, but his grandparents were loaded in the money and they were doing charity work. That's because they were skimming money. We didn't know that at the time. Like, nobody knew at the time, but they were loaded. Like, they had a shit ton of money. And every other day, they would take him to Toys R Us and spend hundreds of dollars on this kid. And a lot of times, I would go with them, and they would buy me stuff. Just because we were good friends. I mean, not just, you know, we were good friends, and he was always like, you know, we would be looking, and his grandfather would be like, do you want that, Jason? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll probably come back and get it. You know, at the time, I think I was working at Hardee's. And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, you know, put it in the cart. Come on, we'll get it. And I used to get all kinds of shit. And literally, you know, we used to go to Toys R Us, you know, every other day. And that kid would come home with so much G.I. Joe stuff and Transformers and just loads and loads of stuff. But we used to go to Toys R Us all the time. And that was, you know, I didn't get to do it early in my youth because, you know, that was kind of a very... kind of a special
thing.
It was a special thing. My mom would take me to Toys R Us. But I remember going, you know, one of the great memories I have of the early 80s is going, and it's something I still look for on eBay, and I've been outbid I don't know how many times because I refuse to pay over a certain amount. And it's a Galoob Inspector Gadget. And he's a 12-inch Inspector Gadget, and he has extending neck and arms and legs, and he has handcuffs, and he's got the little umbrella you can put in his head with the propeller and the umbrella with the hand that comes out. And I always wanted one of those because we would go into Toys R Us and he would always be sitting on the shelf. And I always was like, can I get him? And my mom would be like, no, you can't have it.
Why didn't you ask these grandparents across the street for it?
This was way after was available. Because this was like, this was the mid-80s when this was out by Galoob. But I remember that and I remember seeing that and going, oh, I really want that. And I've seen it on eBay a bunch. And I've actually been on a number of them. And it always, like, I refuse to pay any more than, I won't pay more than like $40. Because I'm just like, you know, I know people are willing to pay more than that, but if I can get it for that, I would get it. But every time somebody snipes me at the very end, and it's like it goes up to hundreds of dollars because nobody bids on it until the very end, and it's like boom, 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 boom. The same holds true with like, well, not the same, but the Filmation Ghostbusters, which was the cartoon show based off the original 70s show called Ghostbusters. Which is where there's a big controversy when the Columbia movie with Bill Murray and all that came out, is that Filmation owned the name the Ghostbusters. So when the cartoon came out, like they got a thing worked out movie.
Again, I have no idea about the cartoon.
Yeah, when the real Ghostbusters cartoon came out, that's why it was called the real Ghostbusters because they couldn't just use Ghostbusters. So Filmation used Ghostbusters.
Well, I'm getting a lot of useless knowledge tonight.
But the Ghostbusters toys that came out were really cool. They were from this little company called Shaper. And they were in Toys R Us. So I remember going in, and they were really cool toys. One of my friends had the Ghost Buggy, which was their car that talked and transformed into a submarine and all this other stuff. And it was really cool looking. They were really neat toys. And, you know, a few years ago, I was like, I'd really like to look for those. Those toys go for so much money because they're so rare now. I have seen a lot that has the playset, which was their headquarters, go for a buy it now listed at $3,000. That's how rare those toys are.
I would kill you.
Yeah, no shit. I would probably kill myself. Let's see. What else did I get here? I got some little Ariels. I got a little sexy Ariel.
She's got quite the little Playboy pose going on there. I know, it's just sexy.
And the McDonald's toy, because she bobs, she floats, she goes bloop, 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 in the water, and she floats back up.
Oh, well, you can play with that later when you take a bath.
I don't take baths. Will she float in the shower, I wonder? Thunk. Oh.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So I found a couple of sexy Ariels. And then I got this talking toy, which I wish I could remember his name. But he was from the original San Francisco toy makers in 2001, so he's about 10 years old.
He's very scary looking. He looks...
He's a storyteller. He's an interactive storyteller. And he's pretty cool because he has a lot of movement. His arms move. His eyes move. He smiles. He frowns. His head can move.
But what is
up.
It? Like, what is he supposed to be? Like, he's supposed to be like some kind
alien.
Of animal.
He's like an alien. Oh. He's supposed to be an alien. And his ears...
Except he's furry.
His ears wiggle. Yeah, he's furry. His ears wiggle. He's kind of neat. But he comes with this big old control panel. And I've seen a couple of these on eBay, and I was like, well, you know, going along with my talking toys collection, I was like, that's one of the ones I'd like to have eventually, because we've, you know, if I found him for the right price, because we found the TJ Berry Tales for like $2 at a Salvation Army right. That worked and had a bunch of tapes, and those go on eBay for ridiculous amounts of money. And this guy, too, goes for ridiculous amounts of money every time he's on eBay. So I was like, well, if I ever find one for the right price, I'll buy it. And this guy had it for $20. And I talked him down to 15, I think. I don't remember exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it was neat, though, because it was fun to watch him scare Dan and John. Because at one point, Danny had him and was playing with him and put him back on the shelf while I was sitting there thinking about it. And I was like, do I really want to bite the bullet? And then it talked and it looked at John and it smiled. And I thought John was going to pee. And John's like, oh, God, it looked at me and it smiled. I got to go. It was pretty funny. He is pretty frightening looking, but he's got a kind heart.
Okay.
But those were my purchases at Toy Man. So yeah, that was $200.
Yep.
Which luckily that shows only every...
Thank God.
Twice a year.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said we're gonna kind of slow down on the flea market, antique stuff.
Well,
to be
honest,
we
really haven't been to a flea market, like a whole lot of them this year. We were going to go into a couple weeks.
Well, it's just now the weather's just not getting nice.
Well, we were going to go to one a couple weekends ago and it rained. And then we went garage selling Saturday morning and just struck out and found nothing. But we've got plans to go to the 127.
That's in August. That'll probably be the only thing that we're going to do between now and then.
And then Spoon River probably, which is we do every year. So
that, hopefully that haul that you just brought home will keep you complacent for a few months.
Will keep me complacent for a little while.
I mean, how long were you guys there? Like 8 hours? I mean, surely that's enough.
We closed the show. Yeah, we closed the show.
Okay. Hopefully you got enough toy hunting in your
What's system. Funny is that we left and Danny was like, I think you bought more than me. He's like, Jesus. He's like, I just didn't see anything that hopped out at me. And I'm like, I saw plenty. Like, I saw plenty more. I just didn't have enough money. Well, we had a booth where a guy was selling Hot Toys, which are the very high-end 12-inch collectible figures from Hong Kong. And I've got a few of them from my days of figures.com. The Batman, the Iron Mans that are downstairs.
Right. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
There was a booth that had a bunch of them, and I was looking at the Captain America. And John walked in, and he's a big superhero movie guy. And I was like, hey, have you ever seen these before? And he's like, no. And I showed him, and he's like, I hate you right now because I know these exist now. He's like, and I want them, and I hate you so much. And we were looking, and I was like, oh, I'd love to have this, because we looked at him. We looked at Captain America, and we looked at Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean, and we looked at the Michael Keaton Batman from the 89 Batman film. We were both drooling. We were like, oh, these are so cool. And the guy's like, we take credit cards. I'm like, dude, do you want me to get divorced? Because it'll happen. I'm like, if I plop down $300 for this Batman figure, I will go home and we'll have divorce papers on Monday. Like that.
That's not true.
Well, no, but
I would have just went downstairs and opened all your BraveStarr stuff.
Yeah, that's been the new that's been the new threat now that she discovered was this after this last podcast. She said, if you ever screw up again real bad, I'll just go downstairs and open up all your BraveStarr toys. And I almost peed myself because I'm like, holy shit, she actually will do it. So I've been very good. I try not to to screw up at all. I did screw up right before Christmas really bad. That was interesting.
We'll save that for another day.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's a good story. All right. We'll save that for another day. But that was my adventures at Kane County Toy Show. $200.
I'm glad you found some cool stuff, I guess. I mean,
yeah. Yes, I did. I found lots of cool stuff.
And now you get to go find somewhere to put all this cool stuff.
Yes, yes. And a Toy Man show's coming up soon. Which I'll probably go, but I won't spend any money.
Really?
Well,
I'm last sure, time you went, you told
I
me that.
I know, I know. I'm sure Dave will want to go, and since I kind of...
Okay, then I'm going to give Dave specific instructions that he is to keep an eye on you, okay. And you are not to come home with a bunch of crap again.
Okay. What happens if Dave feels bad and buys me stuff?
It doesn't matter who pays for it, but it's still coming into the house. I don't care how it's purchased. It okay, still okay. is making its way into our home.
All right, all right. I put the call out last week to say, you know, I created a forum, a thread on the forums for our show and said, hey, ask Carrie questions.
And I have not looked at them. No, so Carrie has not looked at them. So hopefully I can come up with answers.
So this is the first time that Carrie has heard these questions. And, She will answer them. So
the best that I can.
Yes. The first question, actually it's a two-part question, and it comes from Pixel Dan. Actually, it comes from our man, Pixel Dan. He says, I can't pass this up. Carrie! He's like, number one, Jason likes ponies and mermaids and girls who wear strawberry shortcake costumes. Be honest, how do you feel about this, both now and when you first realized how much he had?
Wow. Thanks, Pixel Dan.
You're probably going to see him in the next week or so you can kick him.
Wow, I'm really stumbling. How do I want to say this? Like, I knew you had, like, a Little Mermaid thing going on.
Right.
But I was not really... I didn't know you had, like, pony toys and strawberry shortcake toys, but you've been teased... And I knew that, you know, our friends used to, like, tease you about liking that stuff. But I didn't know you actually, like, owned toys of that stuff until the whole storage shed thing.
Yes.
And that's when I saw the ponies and the Care Bears and the strawberry shortcake. And I don't have a problem with it. I don't like it when people tease you about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, too, because we talked about it this weekend about... John was unaware of the whole My Little Pony Brony thing, and I wore my Brony shirt.
Right.
And so we had a conversation about that, and I was talking about how, you know, again, we, you know, the three of us in a car, there's good-natured ribbing going on, but at one point I was saying how pissed I was, because I knew 15 years ago that this was cool, and Dan goes, Duvall, it was never cool. I was like, oh. Like, I'm very sad right now. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's more accepted now to be a fan, to be a guy and collect My Little Ponies, because there's so many bronies now collecting this stuff.
Maybe you should explain to any female listeners what the hell a brony is.
Brony is basically
because I did not know what it was until
the basically what all of the male fans of My Little Pony call themselves. They call themselves bronies. Which is funny, because the original line, there actually were bronies. There were actually male ponies that really? They had in the original line. And they're in the new cartoon, too, and they've done, I think, one figure.
Do we have any of those?
I don't have any of the male ones, no. But they look like, the horses that pull the Pabst Blue Ribbon wagon or whatever.
Like a stallion?
But it's a certain horse. They've got, like, the hairy four legs.
I don't know what it is.
They look like, all of them have that, so they're, like, you know, easy identifiable.
I see.
But... basically, when My Little Pony Friendship is Magic came out and got huge, since it's such a well-written show, because it's most of the writers from that show come from Powerpuff Girls, which was another huge success that men and women loved, and, you know, kids love. The men started flocking to the My Little Pony show and started buying the toys, and the Brony name stuck with all these fans, and that's what it's become, is... you know, all of these guy fans are now bronies. So, but it's funny because the girl fans also want to be called bronies as well. So it's becoming
okay. But I thought it stood for like brothers who like ponies.
It's supposed to.
Is it okay?
Yeah, but the girls are like, well, we want to be bronies too, because that's become the fan name for My Little Pony fans.
Go for it.
So yeah, you know, good natured Ruby. But yeah, I mean, you know, when I was buying this stuff in high school.
Oh, I'm sure you got teased.
Nobody knew in high school.
No.
My close friends knew. Christian Gosnell, who was my best friend, who I still talk to from time to time, he knew because he had the Disney Channel. I didn't. And he was taping those episodes for me because I didn't have Disney Channel. I wanted all those. So he would literally, you know, tape it for weeks and I'd have an 8-hour tape of My Little Pony Show, uh-huh. which I still have all those VHS tapes downstairs uh-huh. of old My Little Pony episodes. Right. He knew and some of my other friends knew and I didn't really get a whole lot of crap until I met all the guys from wrestling. Until, you know, I met all those guys and started hanging out. And that's where, you know.
Yeah. You know. I used to hear them tease you all the time. And like I said, I didn't know you had the toys. I just assumed, okay, he likes My Little Pony and that stuff and whatever. But it wasn't until we cleaned out the storage shed that I saw all the toys. And I don't have a problem with that. I used to feel like I needed to explain to people.
Right.
Like when they came over, I used to like give them like a disclaimer before they went downstairs. Like, hey, you know, Jason collects everything from the 80s. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
That way they weren't looking at like the...
The Care dolls Bears and all that other stuff,
Like, what's wrong with him?
Exactly.
But then I realized people don't care. Nobody cares.
No, not at all. Nobody cares anymore.
So.
Dan's second question is a hypothetical. If Jason came home with a brand new $300 poster or anything toy comic movie related, is there any certain circumstance where you would be okay with it? For example, if it was something he'd wanted all his life or had some sort of connection to, would that change your reaction to the money spent?
Well, the problem with that is that you've given me that excuse a number of times.
Right.
That I really wanted this as a kid.
Right.
Or I had this as a kid and it got ruined when the basement flooded. Or this reminds me of such and such when I was a kid. So that excuse doesn't work with me.
Right.
You've used it too many times.
Right.
It's your money. It's your allowance. If you want to buy one item and save up for 2 months to buy it, that's fine. I mean, I might kind of give you that look, like, okay.
I see that look a lot, damn it.
I mean, you can't use that excuse with me anymore.
No.
Because you've used it too many times.
I have.
So.
I have.
Yeah, I don't care what you spend your money on. It's your money.
Yeah. I still get that look, though.
I got that
look last night when I was showing you stuff. I got that look a lot, and that tone. You bought those posters, and you have no room. Where are you going to hang those?
Good, I got to go buy frames for these.
Yep. So we've got to go buy frames, and you have no room to hang them. So they're just going to be rolled up like this for like 2 months, uh-huh. 3 months, right?
Yeah,
that was the tone I got.
Maybe when you're out at these toy shows, you should hear my voice in your head a little more.
I hear your voice a lot in my head, which at times makes me very nervous to come home with stuff I bought at all.
Oh, stop. When you came in, I was like, let me see.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, you sent me a text yesterday that said, find lots of cool stuff, spend lots of money, but it had a question mark on it.
Yeah, so it like, as in,
did you find lots of stuff?
Did you
spend lots of money?
But
you didn't type it right.
Well...
You were like, find lots of cool stuff, spend lots of money. And I was like, yes.
And I was like, oh, crap. He thinks I'm telling him to find lots of stuff
like,
and spend money.
I've been granted access. Come here, credit card. Bo Spears says, hey, Carrie, looks like Dan beat me to it. Not that I can talk, as once I get back to them at the end of this week, I'll be fueling that ponies addiction. Because Bo Spears is sending me ponies.
Oh, yeah. Is he the one that sends the ponies?
Well, he's one of them. Oz has sent ponies, too, but both of them spent.
Thanks, fans. Thanks for sending stuff to our house. Thanks.
I was wondering, though, you said that while you feel frustrated about not being able to fill the void which collecting fills for Duvall, but you also said that you get a kick out of seeing Duvall get a kick out of finding something at a flea market.
That is true.
By the way, Duvall, not sure if I've said this, but I hate you so much for that Sky Commander's find. Oh, thanks, dude.
Wait, Sky. Oh,
yeah.
We found the thing for cheap, like
$150 bucks. Yeah.
Okay.
To continue his question, as well as the experience of his passions making you a Disney fan, are you starting to feel like Duvall's collection is more of a art collection thing?
Absolutely not.
Well, do you ever see a time when it will feel like
no,
that?
No, absolutely not.
Nothing at all?
No, that's pretty much your thing. That's your thing. I mean... The Disney stuff.
It's kind of an R thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really collect it, per se, because we don't always buy everything we see, but there's been a couple times the past couple flea markets where we've seen some Disney-type stuff where I'm like, oh, that's cute, you know, let's get that.
Yeah.
And that's all you.
That's all me.
Yeah. that I don't think I'll ever think of that stuff downstairs as being ours.
Yeah.
Until we get divorced, and I'll be like, half of that's mine. Oh,
I see how it is. I see where we're going with this. TMC 1984 says, hey, Carrie and Jason, again, great job, great show, great concept.
Well, thanks.
He asks, Carrie, what is the line?
What?
What is the line?
I don't know what that means.
And Jason, do you know when you've crossed it?
Oh, I know what he means.
Okay.
Well, then this actually might go into the Christmas.
Yes, okay.
The line is when you lie to me about either A, where you got something, or B, yes, how much money you spent on it.
Yes.
That's the line. Because, again, it's your money.
Yeah.
And you, if you want to spend $500 on one thing, that's fine. But you just know that you have to save up for it.
Right.
And, again, you'll probably get that look from me, like, was this really what you wanted to do? Okay. The only time I really, really get upset is when you lie about it or you go on that eBay spending spree that you went on and didn't tell me about.
Yes, yes. Now, okay. That is how I know I crossed the line. Because at Christmas time, what happened was that... Okay, well, this is what happened.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Well, you know this story because I told you.
Yeah, well, I know you told me.
What happened was, at one point, I was going to order Carrie something off eBay because it was the only place I could find it. So I had to set up a shipping address, but I didn't want it shipped to the house. Since you work from home all the time, there's no way for me to intercept that package.
Correct.
Because you would see it. So it was either I send it to Dave or I send it to work. And I was like, and I asked, and they were like, yeah, you can do that. So I was like, okay, well, I'll send it here since I'm here all the time. You know, I'm here Monday through Friday, so I'll just have it sent here. That way I can intercept it and I can hide it when I get home. Well, I changed my mind. I found something else for you. So I didn't buy it. But the shipping address got left that way. So I ordered a couple things off eBay. Like I ordered some Teddy Ruxpin puppets and stuff like that I found. And I was like, okay, well, those will come to the house. No big deal. Well, they ended up showing up at work. And I was like, I forgot to change the address. And at the time, I was like, it's no big deal, whatever. I got out of control. And I got slapped at it. And
the problem was that you were not paying for these purchases.
No, you were
choosing to have them bill you later.
Yes, I was doing billing later.
So you weren't actually using your allowance.
No.
You were spending money that you did not have.
Technically, yes.
That was where the problem came.
That's where it came. And it became a big problem real quick. I want a big bird, a talking big bird, and it came to work. And I remember getting the box and thinking, that's freaking huge. I'm like, oh my God. And I pulled it out of the box and went, what am I going to do? You know, I panicked. I'm like, this thing is huge. I'm like, I can't bring it home.
How am I going to sneak him into the house? I was trying to think.
Yeah, I was like, what am I going to do? I'm like, I can't. There's no way. It's so huge. I know. And I was like, this probably isn't a good idea, but I can't think of anything else. So I ended up telling Carrie, brought it home, and I said, look what somebody left on my desk for me. Yay! Somebody knew I wanted it, and they had it, and they brought it. Yeah.
I saw right through that.
Yeah. Yeah, she found out that wasn't true.
That you bought it yourself and had it shipped to work.
Yeah.
Along with many other items. Yeah. And you had spent almost $400. Which was money you did not have.
And which is something someone else we used to know used to do and still does. And we always thought it was kind of funny because his significant other never realizes that all the stuff that's being sent to where he works.
Right.
So we always kind of were like, you know, that's stupid.
She's so stupid. She has no idea that he's having stuff shipped to him at work instead of home now.
And then I tried to pull the same shit on you.
And except I'm not stupid.
No. And I will tell you what, fans, is that night I thought that I had ruined my marriage.
You were in big trouble.
I really, really thought it was over.
Because you know that lying
is the number one thing that you have a problem with. And I remember texting Dave. And not telling him what had happened. I just remember telling Dave, going, I seriously screwed up, and I think I might need a place to stay. Like, I was serious, because I didn't know what would happen, because my wife is on the spare bathroom floor in tears.
Mm-hmm. just, I was very, very hurt that you lied.
Yes.
It was.
It was not a good...
you know that I'd been lied to before by someone else.
Yes.
And that was my biggest thing. Is honesty. We have to be honest with each other.
And we had been honest.
And if you had just come home and told me, I bought this. This is what happened. Yes. I used to have the, you know, I changed the address to work because I was going to buy you something and then I didn't. And then I forgot to change it. I would have been fine with that.
I screwed up hardcore.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's the line.
Yeah, that is the line, people. And I tell you what, it could have been worse. It could have been way worse because I'll tell you what was going through my head when I was trying to figure out what to do with him was I was going to get a napkin and write on it and have somebody write on it, here's, this is for you, and put it and send a picture to Carrie. I'd be like, look what somebody left on my desk while I was on my break. That would have been even worse.
Getting other people involved, yes.
Yeah, that would have been horrible. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah, don't cross that line again, no, buddy.
No, that's why, though, let's be honest, though. That's why everything that I bought on eBay since then, I've told you, hey, I bought this. It's coming to the house.
Right.
And I've only told you after, like, I know
right?
that,
right, and you know that you're not to buy something on eBay unless you have the money in your account to buy it. You don't do this bill me later crap.
Yes. Yes. So.
Thanks for bringing that up. Jeez, now I'm mad all over.
No. Yoda Soup, who's a good friend of the forum, says, hello, Miss Duvall. And I can't talk. Hello, Miss Duvall. Welcome to the land of nerds.
Yeah. I've been around for 7 years.
Yoda Soup says, has there ever been an instance at a flea market or a yard sale where you tried to talk Jason out of buying something?
Oh, God, all the time.
Because it was too big or, too girly.
Ah, that's funny. Too girly.
Do you have any examples of that?
I don't think so.
Usually at flea markets, you're like, you should get that.
No, all I can think is, and I didn't try to talk you out of it, but that one flea market that we went to, and you bought a bunch of stuff that was kid-type girl stuff.
Right.
And when you were paying for it, the people that were selling it commented about that we were buying this stuff for our kids, and I was like, no. It's for him.
Yeah.
But no, I don't ever try to... Sometimes I have to say to you, maybe we should keep looking around because you might find something else.
Yes.
That kind of thing. Like, hey, we only had this much money, so you might want to see if there's something else before you buy this. But nothing too big.
No.
We've never wanted anything that was too big.
We bought some display cases, but we had taken the truck to Ohio last year.
Well, we needed those display
cases. Yeah, we did need those display cases, so... his second part says, if you had to go down into the basement right now and pick out your favorite non-Disney toy that Jason owns, what would it be? And you can't say nothing because that would make for a boring podcast. Thanks for being a good sport.
Wow. Okay. Well, luckily I've been spending a lot of time downstairs.
Because you've been training and working out hardcore.
Right. Otherwise I'd be like, I don't know. Trying to, like, close my eyes and picture what I see when I'm down there exercising. What about the arcade machine?
Yeah, my arcade
machine. That's cool.
Yeah.
We don't play on it a lot, but no, that is freaking cool.
And the reason we don't is because I had to use the computer that runs the arcade machine to do all my editing for the site. And here soon, I hope, I want to get a new laptop so I can actually do my editing while we're sitting on the couch. So I don't have to keep going downstairs all the time to edit. I can just go downstairs and film it. And then do everything else up here while we're spending time together. Because it's just easier to do it on a couch with an earbud in. And I can hear it and still pay attention to everything. But I took the computer out so I could actually edit it on it. Because it's a really fast computer. Right. We actually, you know, I paid for the computer. And then we bought a new processor last year for my birthday. That was super fast because I wanted to run everything that it runs. But yeah, it runs... everything.
That's,
it runs
that
all,
machine
the
awesome.
Tie, all the arcade titles. Thank you.
Yeah.
All the NES games,
Pac-Man,
Sega
woo-woo.
Genesis, ColecoVision, Atari 7800, Action
awesome.
Max. It runs everything. Everything you can think of that's been a home system, it will run. And I have it set up to run. And we played the crap out of that for a long time. And then I had to use the computer.
Yeah.
So once I decide to actually pull the trigger and convince my loving wife that, hey, I can buy this and we can write it off for the website at the end of the year. then I'll get a new laptop because the one we're actually recording on is just old. It's just running out of you know, it's running out of steam. It's just,
right.
It's been through a lot. It used to be the editing machine. It's just not up to snuff anymore. So yeah, once we do that, we'll put it back in the arcade cabinet, yeah, and then what we got to do is plug it in and play it whenever we want. So
because that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that seems to be the one thing that people flock to when they come over. Yes. So they're like, oh my god.
Yeah, because usually when we know we're having people over, I'll put it back in there and turn it on. So it's actually on when people go downstairs, and it's
my nephews love it.
Yeah, it's really cool too because it runs off a program called a front end, which is something that actually controls
zoning
all the systems.
Zoning out.
And the front end is actually called Hyperspin, which is an amazing, amazing front end. So if you guys have a project like that you're looking to buy an arcade machine and put your own, you know, games into it, look up Google Hyperspin and look at that front end because the things it does is amazing and it's really cool. It makes everything look pretty, doesn't it? It has all the menus and pop-ups.
Oh, yeah, it's
pop-ups
nice.
And, yeah.
It's
very, very cool. A Das Baron actually was going to ask the same question that TMC 1984 asked, but he said, beat me to it. But he says, whenever I bring home a new Monster High doll, I get a damn it followed by the stare. And I see that a lot sometimes. Although I don't bring new toys home a lot.
Are those
anymore.
The things we were just talking about at Walmart?
Okay. Yes, those are the Monster High dolls, which I would love to review a bunch of them. It's just hard to find them. And
well, they had some at Walmart.
They did have some at Walmart.
And I said that those were, I was like, this is kind
of
cool.
Well, Mattel took the action figure concept of extreme posability and articulation and put it into a doll, which makes them, you know.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the girls, the entire cast of that are supposed to be the children of the classic monsters.
Ah, I didn't
know
that.
So that's, yeah, they're like
I just
all
thought they were just trying to get on the whole goth Twilight
No, they're all children of the classic monsters. So the Abominable Snowman and Bigfoot and all that stuff. And the Creature from the Black Lagoon. And I really want to review a bunch of those because it's a very, very huge market right now and a huge collectible. And I think people will react well to good reviews of those done, so.
Well, I understand the stare.
Yes.
So
yeah, I got that stare last night. I didn't get a damn it, though. I got a, where are you going to hang those? And the stare.
Yeah, and a long sigh.
Oh, my gosh. Horatio asks, what do you think of the Masters of the Universe subscription? Now, are you familiar with this? I think I've talked about
this.
Wait
a minute. I do know about this. This is sad. I wish I didn't know about this.
Because it's the Maddie Collector. You pay. Usually it's during Comic-Con after they announce all the stuff in the next year. And they'll activate their subscriptions. And you pay for the subscriptions.
Right.
And then every month, instead of you having to go on the site, they just charge your card.
Right.
For whatever they're selling that month for those lines. And they pack them and ship them. And you're charged. You don't have to worry about the website. So the continuing of his question is, not the actual toys, but the idea of making a legally binding agreement to buy hundreds of dollars worth of toys over the course of a year without knowing exactly what toys you will get. Because they only show toys at Comic-Con up through, like, maybe February, March of the next year. And then you don't know what they're going to get until they show stuff.
How much is it per month?
Usually, with Masters toys, there's some months where it'll just be one figure. So it'll be $30.
Okay.
Plus shipping.
Right.
There's some months where it'll be a regular figure and a bonus figure.
Okay, but do you know ahead of time?
Not always.
So how do you know how much money to have?
That's the problem, is some months they will do a deluxe figure, a bonus figure, and a regular figure. And the deluxe figures are anywhere from $65 to almost
$8. And they don't, like, give you a heads up, like, a month ahead of time?
Well, you kind of know, but, you know, a lot of these, I know a lot of guys who have done the subscriptions have a credit card that's just for Maddie Collector. So, but, you know, a lot of
So it doesn't necessarily have to come out of, like, your checking account.
They've got to go into a charge, and then they're paying the card off.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, that's, you know,
and you don't know what you're getting.
If you think about it, a lot of the collectors, some of them have multiple subscriptions.
What does that mean?
Some of them, you can buy as many subscriptions as you want.
Why would you do that?
Because some of them want one to open, one to keep it.
Oh my god.
Or some that I know have three subscriptions for Masters.
Why?
Had a subscription for Ghostbusters, the Voltron subscriptions. So you start thinking about,
oh, so it's not just one.
No, they this last year at Comic-Con, they sold Masters subscriptions, Ghostbusters, DC Universe, Voltron.
Okay, wait, Ghostbusters though. How many different toys are there?
The Ghostbusters one's pretty much done, but they still tried to sell the subscription, and not enough people signed up for it, so they dumped the subscription this year. And this was the first year. But the DC Universe one they're still doing, the Masters one they're still doing, the Voltron luckily is only 5 lions. That's it. That's all they're doing, and it's every other month. So it started in February is when Red Lion came out. And now the Yellow Lion's just come out 2 months later. So they're going to keep doing that up till October when they release the Black Lion. And that'll finish out Voltron. So Voltron's a very limited thing. But Masters is an ongoing thing and has been. The subscription has lasted, has been around for the last couple of years. So if you think about it.
Are they ever going to run out of a toy?
No, probably not.
They just keep coming up with new toys.
What they're doing.
Are they doing like what you have downstairs where you have the regular one and then.
They're basically redoing.
It's the same toy, but
they're basically redoing all of the original vintage figures from the line. So there were multiple He-Mans, there were multiple Skeletors.
We have
multiple
them.
Versions of different characters. So they've got a lot
of
stuff.
We have some in a box. We have some that aren't in a box.
They've got lots and lots of stuff to pull on. They're doing vehicles now. They're doing big beasts that have never been done. Okay. They have the Filmation license, which is the animated company. The company that did the animated show in the 80s. Uh-huh. They've got the license to produce characters that were specifically made for that cartoon series. For both Masters of the Universe and She-Ra. And New Adventures and all the different iterations of He-Man. So now they've just got this open playbook of, you know, infinite number of Masters figures they can do. Going to Pixel Dan's house, who's one of the only people I know because he's reviewed every figure from Mattel through He-Man.org.
Right.
And going over there and seeing the display he's got of all those figures, you're amazed at just how many of those figures have come out over the past 4 years now. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you get a figure a month pretty much. So you just start adding up and then multiple figures per month and variants. And it starts adding up. And the subscription thing. I mean, I even look at the subscription. I can't say words tonight. I even look at the subscription myself and go, I couldn't do it. And I think I told you at one point.
You'd have to be like a really big fan of that toy line to want to do that, right?
I was, because if you remember, I was buying those figures every month. Because I remember after they announced them, I came home from Comic-Con and told you, hey, I'm going to be spending $30 a month on a toy, and that's that. Like, that was the only time I ever put my foot down and said, this is what I'm going to do, and you're going to be happy with it. Because I really liked the line. I really enjoyed it. But when they started to do multiple characters and, you know, bonus figures and stuff, and at the time we were trying to sell our house, and we were trying to buy a new house, and I was like, I don't have the money. I'm like, I can't do it.
So you can cancel?
No.
What?
Like, Mattel uses a company called Digital River, and you can cancel, kinda, like you didn't used to be able to, and then Digital River and Mattel's quality control overseas, they've constantly screwed the pooch for this line and pissed off a number of fans. Like, fans keep getting more and more angry over this line, and Mattel finally had to say, you know, if you need to cancel your subscription, because at one point if you bought a subscription, you're locked in, you can't cancel
like forever,
just until the end of the year, until you renew your subscription, because you renew every year.
Okay,
so once you bought it for that year, you were locked in.
Okay, like, so let me ask you this: how hard was it to just go online and buy the toy?
It's hard. It's very hard. They sell out sometimes in minutes.
Are these things that you can't buy in the store?
Correct. They're only sold online.
These toy companies really know how to rape you guys.
Yes. Yes, they do. And it's something Dave and I have talked about many times on our podcast, too, is that Mattel is, you know, probably, while I love the company and love the product, and I can't really blame Mattel, I blame Digital River for all the problems, because the website's a pain in the butt on sale day, because you have to sit through a white loading screen usually, because you're basically in a queue.
And basically, when
it's your time, you get into the site, and then you can click which figures you want, and then you go to hit submit order, and then you're in a queue again, waiting for you to go to checkout. When you hit checkout, you're in a queue again, waiting to put in your card information and all that stuff. I mean, it's a mess. It literally is a mess, which is one of the reasons. One was cash, because we didn't have any at the time, because of the houses. And the other one was, I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. I'm like, it should not be this hard for me to go buy a toy. Literally, I should not have to have this pain of sitting in front of a computer on a sale morning, trying and hoping, crossing my fingers that I'm going to get it.
But so that's why you got the subscription.
That's why a lot of people got the subscription.
So you canceled it?
I never canceled. That's the thing, is that when I bought the first subscription, I didn't actually buy it. I screwed up. Oh. I never actually hit submit order.
Oh, thank God.
So I never had that first subscription.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, yeah. but, I mean, that's what turned me off to it, is that I just didn't want to deal with it. And the subscription came out, and they started offering. At first, it was just the base figures, and then you still had to go on and buy the bonus figures, which were usually versions that were never done, like the Green Goddess, who was the sorceress in the original mini comics, and there's that spaced out look again for my wife.
Yeah,
so they did a bunch of different things. And by at that point, when they started introducing bonus figures and stuff, I just didn't want to do it anymore. Like, I still love the line. I still think it's a great line.
Well, it sounds
like
I
bought one at Toy Man because it's one that I wanted and didn't have. There's been stuff come out that I've been like, of figures I had when I was a kid that I'm like, that's really cool. It's a beautiful figure. I'd love to have it. I just don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I mean, I could, but I want to spend my money on other things, you know? And if I ever find them like at a toy show like I did, I would buy them.
Right.
But I just can't.
Well, it sounds like the subscription thing is good for like people that are like really fans of it.
It is, but the problem is this company, Digital River, continuously screws up subscriptions too. And a perfect example is BC Direct, who is our friend in California.
Oh, okay.
He had a Voltron subscription because he's been reviewing them for the site. So he bought a subscription because he wanted those figures. When they did the Red Lion, what happened was before he bought the subscription, he changed his cards. So he took an old card off, put a new card off, bought the subscription with the new card.
Okay.
So that was the main card on the file.
Right.
When the Red Lion came out, they charged that card and shipped it.
Okay.
When the Yellow Lion just came out, they didn't charge that card. They charged the old card that's been off his account for almost a year. So it, you know, it didn't go through.
Right.
So Brandon called them and said, "Why did you guys charge this old card? I took this off the account. This is the card that's active on the account. Why did you charge this old one?" And they didn't have an answer for him. They literally have no answer. They have horrible customer service. They're a horrible company.
Well, so this is like an outsourced company?
They are an outsourced company. Mattel got an outsourced company to do all their online ordering and shipping. They have no good customer service.
Where are they based out of?
I don't remember where Digital River is. They're somewhere here in the States. They're somewhere in the States. Okay. So, I mean, it's taken Brandon a whole week. And he finally got it worked out and got them to charge the right card so he could get his Yellow Lion. And that's the problem, is if your charge doesn't go through and you don't fight it and you pay for a subscription, you don't get those figures.
You just don't get it.
Yeah, you're just out.
And then the next month you might get it or you might not, depending on what they charge.
If they charge the right card, it's a mess.
So if this company like had their shit together, it would be fine.
Oh yeah, if they had their shit together, it'd be a wonderful experience for all these fans. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason a lot of Masters fans are getting turned off.
I'm assuming Mattel is aware that people are pissed.
They are, but it's
like, why are they not doing something about
it? I couldn't tell you.
Huh.
They say that they've changed their, you know, they've been working with Digital River to try to change things and add more servers. But the fact is, they'll never admit it. I know this is what happened. The fact is they took the lowest bid from a company they could take.
Well, yeah, of course.
And the lowest bid was the wrong thing to do in this case. Because
trying to save money.
You get what you pay for.
Well,
and
that's right.
They paid for shit, and they're getting shit, and their customers are getting angry and upset. I mean, it's a huge mess. I hope we answered your question, Horatio.
I learned more tonight than I wanted to.
Our good buddy Oz says, my question is for Miss Frugal Duvall.
What? Come on now.
He says, every time I try to save money, I go onto the bay, which is eBay.
Or, I like him already.
Or out at the mall and come home with empty pockets, or should I say an empty bank account. What advice would you give someone who has just as bad of a spending habit as your hubby, but without the wife or girlfriend in the picture to prevent financial destitution? He says, personally, the envelope thing wasn't perfect, but it did work at least for a while. But due to certain circumstances, I had to stop dealing in cash and use plastic and online transactions for what I bought. That's when things got out of control. Going back to dealing only in cash isn't really an option now either. So is there anything I can do? So what advice do you have for him, baby?
Wow. Well, don't go on the bay or to the mall. I don't know. You have to want to do it. I mean, for me personally, I do not own a credit card.
No. Well, we kind of do.
Well, we have one credit card.
Right.
It's in your name.
Right.
And it's only for emergencies.
Correct.
But I've had very, very bad experiences with credit cards.
Which we covered last week.
Uh-huh. Like, I have tens of thousands of reasons to not like credit cards. I just feel like if we don't have the money to buy something, the actual cash on us,
yes,
we're not buying it.
Correct.
And if it's something we want bad enough, we will save up for it.
Yes.
I don't know.
I guess it's hard advice to give for a collector because you know how I am.
Yeah, it would be hard. Yeah, because, you know, it's somebody that, like you, feels like they, like, you know, they need or have to have certain things. And,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. You need to find other ways to... I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just trying to think of, like... Other than collecting, you need to, like, find, like, something else that will occupy your time that's not going to cost you anything.
Right. But I guess it's kind of hard. I mean, look at Oz's situation and the look at Dave.
Right.
You know, who, right. You know, Dave has...
I know.
You know.
But again, like, somebody said something on my Twitter about the Transformer thing. And how is that any different than, like, women who, like...
Oh, that would have been Bo Spear. How it was different than
the shoes.
How he didn't understand like women could have like 15, right. 20 pairs of shoes.
And I understand that, but it's just for you guys collecting. All it really is, at least to me, all it really is retail therapy.
Yes.
You've got to find what is it that you're trying to
fill the void for.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I guess not everybody's trying to fill a void, but. I mean, there's a reason that you're doing this.
Yeah.
You know, in your case, a lot of the times it's childhood stuff.
Yeah.
I had this when I was a kid. This reminds me of when I was a kid. I don't want to remember my childhood. I mean, you know, I don't know.
It's hard advice to give.
Yeah.
Especially in the case where Oz has nothing.
If you don't have anybody kind of keeping you in line, you just, when you're out, you've got to think to yourself. Is this really going to make me happy?
Yeah.
It might make me happy for a day, and then 2 days from now, I'm going to be wanting to go to the mall or go on the bay again.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. I mean, especially it's even tougher for me because even though I have you there to restrain me quite a bit. I mean, you still let me fly solo for the most part on
well,
some things,
and,
but
you know, I want to make it clear too that like, you get $150 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, that seems like a lot of money to me to do whatever you want to with, because I pay for every, like, food.
Yes,
if we go out to dinner,
yeah.
If we go to the movie, like that, your allowance is basically for toys. That's not $150 a month for toys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. And especially when I think about me, is I don't ever spend money on myself. I just don't.
No.
So that whole shoe thing doesn't really count for me because I don't do that. I buy my clothes at Goodwill.
Yep.
I
would say that's where we went this weekend.
You know,
bought some pants.
I just I don't know. Maybe try put yourself on a budget. I mean, only give yourself a certain amount of money that you can spend every month.
Yeah.
And like with you, when there's been a couple times where you've seen things that you've wanted that maybe cost a little bit more than your allowance, and so you know, well, I can't buy anything right now because I need to save this for.
For what,
whatever it is you're wanting.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. Well, sorry about that, brother. I think that's the best advice the frugal one can give you. Do you smell what the frugal one is cooking? But I think that's about it. That's all the questions we have.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That's all the questions we had.
That's quite a bit. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Thank you guys for the questions, and keep sending those questions on the forums. If you're listening to this on iTunes, or if you're on the...
Are we on iTunes?
Yeah, we are on iTunes.
Oh, my God.
If you're listening... Well, it's under the Toy World Order feed, though. So if you have an iTunes subscription, you can look up Toy World Order and subscribe. And you'll not only subscribe to this show, but also Dave and DeVall's Toys and Collectibles every week. So two great podcasts.
Which is quite interesting, too.
Yes. But if you're, if you're on ToyWorldOrder.com or you're on iTunes and you're listening to us just out of curiosity, you can head over to ToyWorldOrder.com, click on the forums button, join the forums. It's absolutely free. There's a spot there called Married to the Collection. You can pull into that, leave your questions. There's an official sticky thread there for your questions that you can leave for Carrie to answer, and she will answer them every week on the show.
But don't make them toy like specific related, because I don't really know.
Well, but that's what I'm here for. I'm here to explain the situation.
Although, again, I've learned a lot more.
Yes.
Than I ever like. Yeah.
What's scary is by the time San Diego Comic Con comes along, you'll be an expert.
Well, where were we? Were we like a month ago, and we were looking at stuff, and I said, "Are those Mego figures?"
Yeah, we were in.
And then I walked away, and I'm like, "Oh God, why do I know that?
Why do I know that?" That is true. But yes, leave your questions for Carrie. She will answer them every week right here on Married to the Collection. Also, you can check out all the other great programs on ToyWorldOrder.com, including Effin, which is airs pretty much every Friday, as long as BC Direct and those guys aren't working 80-hour work weeks in Hollywood.
Yeah, which is Hollywood types.
I know, silly Hollywood types. You can also check out David Noel's Toys and Collectibles every Thursday right here on the site, where myself and Dave Draper spent some quality geek time talking up toys and answering you guys' questions. So this week we may actually, you may get a double dose of Kane County talk, because which will be in a little bit more detail, because Dave's much more knowledgeable than Carrie on the stuff that's sitting on this table.
Yes, thank you for Dave. Thank God you have someone to
Dave,
talk to.
Dave also had his own adventures, which you guys will be able to hear this Thursday, because Dave went to an auction yesterday, because he did not go to Kane County. He went to a toy auction instead. So we'll get to hear some of Dave's stuff. So make sure you check out ToyWorldOrder.com. Check out everything on there. Make sure you listen to the show every week right here, every Tuesday on ToyWorldOrder.com. Yes?
Did you want to give a shout-out?
Actually, I just want to say thank you to all the fans. I saw a number of fans at Kane County this weekend. I've heard from a number of people on Twitter. A number of people have left great messages on the talkback for the first episode. And I want to thank you all for enjoying the show. It's a very odd show. It's a very unique show. It's not exactly...
I think we're going to run out of stuff to talk about, though.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
There's only so many weeks when I can be like, oh, God, what did you bring home now?
That's the great thing about the fans leaving questions for the show, is that it gives us a lot of room to talk about things.
Right.
Because that's the great thing about Dave and Duvall's, is that we usually talk about a couple of topics and then we move on to fan questions, which you actually have a list of topics that you want to talk about eventually.
Yeah. Well, some of them were covered in the questions. Some of the people asked questions that were related to stuff that I had wrote down.
So. Well, but I think there's certain things about those topics that even you can elaborate on in your own way. So, which will be interesting. But yes, every week there'll be a new episode of Married to the Collection. So make sure you check us out and listen. And thank you all once again for the very kind words. My wife is very, very ecstatic, and she loves it that that people like her.
Aww, they like me.
So there you go, gang. That will wrap it up for another week of Married to the Collection. Our dogs apparently have to go outside, so it's time to take care of the pooches.
Yep.
So, gang, thank you for listening. For ToyWorldOrder.com, this is Jason Duvall and his lovely wife.
Hi. What am I supposed to say?
Your name? I don't know. Your name would be great.
Mrs. Duvall?
Yes, thank you. And we will see you right back here next week on ToyWorldOrder.com, Tuesday. Married to the Collection. See you then, gang.
Bye.